Welcome to Real Estate in You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got the Valerie with me from Mortgage Services. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. She actually did our office meeting Tuesday. It was so good. I said, can you repeat that for us? Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. That way, Valerie can get an ad in. Valerie, thanks for being here.
You are very welcome. I am glad to be here. We'll talk about 2022.
And you got some goals, I know that, and some things are changing. Let's start with one thing that's kind of exciting. I got to start this out.
Okay.
Do you remember a long, long, long time ago? I was pretty new. You were fairly new.
I'm not as new. That was a long, long time ago.
I can still remember this. I don't know why. The average cost of new construction was $49 a foot.
Is that not funny?
In FHA, the max loan was
$67,500 forever. Forever. Yeah.
Okay, now what is the max FHA loan?
It went up to $426,800. Is that not crazy?
Okay, so literally $360,000 more.
Yeah, it's like, to me, it's just crazy. And I guess they go by the average and it's got a calculation to it. And that's the low. I mean, we're in the lower medium. We're not. There's a higher amount, like in the Dallas and the bigger areas, Austin and stuff.
For December, our median price was $200,000 now.
Is that not crazy?
So, it kind of is.
Yeah, our average for last year ended up being like a little over 200, like 220 or something, which again, that's just so funny. I remember when new construction went up to like $75 a square foot and we were all like, people cannot afford to build. Is that not funny?
Well, but
times have changed. Prices per square foot, even for existing houses,
have gone up
tremendously.
Well, let's think about what you just said. The cost of lumber's gone up. The price to build a new house. I mean, you can't hardly pour the slab for $49 a foot anymore.
No.
So it's gone up so much.
Right.
So it's affected that. So the prices, they go up, and you think about that. So somebody now are going to say, okay, instead of buying a new house, if I can buy that for $200 a foot, I can buy this one for $160 a foot with more feet, I'm going to do that. So you see some of that.
Right.
But one thing people don't think about, and you kind of brought it up, but, you know, I feel like flip houses and do stuff.
Right.
Okay, but here's the problem, too. The price of the houses have gone up. Okay, but the price of materials to fix them up, to flip them, have gone up.
Right.
Do you see the problem there?
Oh, yeah. So it's costing more for you to be able to sell that existing house that you
So you got to pay less
renovated.
To justify paying more for the materials.
Right.
And the prices are up. So it makes it really, really hard to do now.
Luckily, income has gone up accordingly.
Yes.
And we're starting to see, it seems like year before last, I saw just really debt-heavy people. I mean, really, really, really debt-heavy people. But I think a lot of people, I know, me neither. I was going to say, of course, we're older.
Yeah.
So therefore, we're working on the opposite side of things. But I'm starting to see people that have either done the Dave Ramsey or they believe in the not a lot of credit card debt. You still see some. I mean, I had one the other day that a car payment was $1,700 a month. One car payment. One car payment. That's the highest I think I've ever seen on a car payment.
Can we say something real quick, too? And Valerie says this all the time. If you're getting a loan from her and you've got everything done, please, especially don't one that costs $1,700 a month, do not go buy a brand new car before closing.
Yeah, please don't. We've had that happen a lot in the last 6 months where people did. So what happens is, what happens is that I have to run a new credit check on you at the end. We were doing it the day of closing. We've now we're not going to do it the day before closing. So you go get a new car. Then I have to hurry up and figure out to make sure you can still qualify. Now, some people say, but I traded in another one. But then I've got to show that. And do you know how long it takes for that to show up on your credit report?
Yeah.
So you have to give me all this proof real quickly. So, if you can wait, that would be great. I have people all the time that will say, I want to go buy furniture. And my attitude about that is, let's do that after you close. Don't do it before you close, because why risk not getting the house to put in the furniture?
I spurred out the same thing you spurred out. I'm paying cash here. Oh, then I don't care.
Yeah, then I will have people say, hey, is it okay? And I'm like, are you paying for it? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, go for it. Do whatever you want. It's when you go get it. And don't get a new credit card. Now, if you've got to, because life happens. You got young kids. Life does happen. On your credit cards, if you've already got a credit card and you just owe $300 or $400 more, we don't care, okay? Don't go get a new credit card.
Yeah.
And people say, I mean, all the time, it's like, but Valerie, we got zero interest. It's like, we don't give a darn. We care about what that payment is. That's what we care about.
Okay, one thing I got to say on the radio, I've thought about you. You know the whole story about Antonio Brown. You got to throw. You know I have to throw.
Yeah, and I'm a big Tom Brady fan.
I know.
And so I have not liked Antonio
okay,
Brown.
Okay, well, here's what somebody posted. And he's jumping up and down with his shirt.
You sent that to me. Said, yeah.
And this is why they check your credit right before they check your credit right before they close the loan. Just to make sure you still have a job.
Yeah, exactly. So we do check that too. We do check to make sure you still have a job. So if you're going to change jobs, I always tell people, I'm on your team. I don't think of myself as like above you telling you what to do. I'm on your team. I'm at your level. But if you're going to change jobs, let's try to do that later instead of before, unless we do it when we first do the loan app so I have plenty of time to verify it. Otherwise, it can be a pain in the hiney to do. So,
and what she's saying is so true, because I tell people nobody has a white picket fence around their house. Nobody.
No.
Nobody doesn't have skeletons in their closet. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
You know, they hung them on a cross. Other than that, nobody's perfect. So we all have something that's not perfect. So, but if you tell your loan officer, tell Valerie, say, this is what happened.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes you've medical expenses. There's sometimes it's not your fault.
Right.
It doesn't matter. But tell her, and that way she can work towards fixing it. Versus don't tell her, and it comes up at the last minute, and it's not fixable.
And it's a surprise, because when you get to the title company, when we're getting to closing, I'll see judgments and stuff pop up. Well, I will not see that, because I don't pull those anymore on my credit report. So unless they pop up, like bankruptcies and stuff like that, I'm not going to see it. So again, if you have any of those things that are issues, let me know. If you're going through a divorce, be sure and let me know, because we need to explain to that husband or wife that you have right now about what paperwork they're going to have to sign. Some people will do it, and every once in a while we get somebody that won't.
You're probably never going to hear a realtor say this, ever. But if you are in the middle of a divorce, don't buy a house.
Right.
It's just better for everybody. I mean,
that is true. That's
the only time I will say that.
Right. That is true, though, is if you can wait, that's what I would do. Because the courts are really slow right now with the COVID and stuff. It's not as fast. It used to be 60 days on the dot. We were good to go. But we're seeing 90 days, 120 days, and things are dragging. So just get your personal stuff in order before buying a house.
Well, and the good thing is we deal with a lot of smart buyers and a lot of smart sellers.
Mm-hmm.
You're smart enough to be listening to the radio and hear. And we have 900 cases, 800 cases per day,
right?
Things are probably going to change again.
Right.
They're not going to stay the same. So knowing that, and I liked what you said, Tisha, in the meeting, be prepared in advance, and that's kind of what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, we have to. I mean, we just have to. Interest rates are starting to go up a little bit. So be prepared for that. If you're looking at buying, but you can't decide if you want to buy, that kind of a deal. Rates are now going up. So you're not seeing the twos anymore. So if you're going to do something, get busy. You need to get something done. You need to do it quickly. And the whole process right now is taking about 30 days from start to finish.
And I'm going to say a personal something that happened to me is going to school, I could always kind of goof off, to be honest with you, and then kind of pull it off at the very end and be okay. Well, I, of course, goofed off. And at the very end, I got really sick. Strep throat was bad. Really was sick. Really couldn't pull off at the end.
Yeah.
And it taught me a lesson on life, really.
Right.
Don't put everything off to the very end, especially not in the real estate world.
No, and because you don't have a control over a lot of it. So it's just be prepared. I mean, and I will work with you a year in advance. And we were talking about that at your meeting too.
Yes.
Is I look at that as a savings account. You're not ready to buy today. You got some work to do. We'll work with you once a month. We'll get together. That would be Scott's cell phone. That would not be my cell phone that I left in the car. Thank you very much. But yeah, and so... Oh, no, let's don't do that. Oh, so, yeah, just be, everybody just needs to go ahead, and if you're going to buy a house in the near future, foreseeable future, let's get started. Let's start looking at
it. Especially if you think you have some issues.
Correct.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now,